that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. It's hard to find. Down here it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on this losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Well, I guess everything dies, maybe that's a bet. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Is your hair up nice? Is yourself up pretty?
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Candy's Room from Darkness on the Edge of Town. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. You know, there's a documentary about the making of that record, which is, I've seen part of it. It's very cool. Wish I could say I'd seen the whole thing. And what's even more interesting is that I played that off the original vinyl that was available here in the station to me, the vinyl that's been sitting around since its release in 1978. And there's a very funny debate going on about this record and its merits. And people have been waiting, fans of Bruce had been waiting for 3 years for this to come out. Born to Run was the prior record, and it had been released in 1975. So back then, if you waited more than a year to release something, you were pretty much dead. And yet somehow Bruce survived, and he waited 3 years before putting out Darkness on the Edge of Town. And it's kind of amazing. It's the hype on Bruce was insane. I think that you know, when he first came out, or when he first was signed to what was then CBS Records in the early 70s, people were waiting for him to show up, as he was the savior of rock and roll. So imagine the pressure, and yet he somehow delivered. You know, he kind of stumbled at first. He didn't have any major commercial hits until Born to Run, but he still was able to maintain artistic integrity. It's kind of impressive. I mean, if that had been today, I mean, we would have filleted him in the media or in social media. Forget it. He would have been toast. You know, he would have has been. There would have been all this clickbait about how he's, like, too many drugs and he's just a mess. And it's like Kanye West, only worse. So anyway, that was just sort of interesting sidebar. As for those of you who don't know, Bruce released a new record today. I think it was called like Western Elements or something. And I was listening to this podcast called Rock in the Suburbs, where they broke down each of the five records between Darkness and the Edge, between Born to Run and Born in the USA. And it was pretty good. I think it did a good job. I mean, those guys are okay. Anyway, I recommend checking it out. Anyway, let's move on. What we're doing now is. This is not just a Bruce Springsteen show. It's a show about the memoir, or inspired by the memoir, Greetings from Berry Park, written by Sarfraz Manzoor. And so we're playing a lot of Manchester stuff in addition to Bruce. And that's why we're going to hear Oasis right now. Don't Look Back in Anger from What's the Story, Morning Glory, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Here's one for friendship. Tonight I hear the neighborhood drummer sound. I can feel my heart begin to pound. You say you're tired and you just wanna close your eyes and follow your dream down. Well, we made a promise, we swore we'd always remember. No tree, baby. We swore blood brothers against the wind. Now I'm ready to grow young again and hear your sister's voice calling us home across the open yards, believing we could cut some place of our own with these drums and these guitars. As we made a promise, we saw closing in, but it's good to see your smiling face and to hear your voice again. Now we could sleep in the twilight by the riverbed with a wide open country in our hearts and these romantic dreams in our heads. As we made a promise, we swore no retreat, baby, no surrender. Blood brothers on a summer's night with a vow to defend. No retreat, baby, no surrender. No retreat, baby.
Pen. There he got his parole after four long years on a man-killing charge. Tom Joad come a-walking down the road, poor boy. Tom Joad come a-walking down the road. Tom Joad, he met a truck-driving man. There he caught him a ride. He said, I just got loose from McAllister Pen on a charge called homicide. A charge called homicide. That truck rolled away in a cloud of dust. Tommy turned his face toward home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, but they found that his family, they was gone. He found that his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe, found his daddy's hat, and he found little Muley, and Muley said, they've been tractored out by the cats. They've been tractored out by the cats. Tom Joad walked down to the neighbor's farm, found his family. They took Preacher Casey and loaded in a car, and his mother said, we've got to get away. His mother said, we've got to get away. Now the 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load, but Grandpa Joad did cry. He picked up a handful of land in his hand, said, I'm staying with the farm till I die. Yes, I'm staying with the farm till I die. They fed him short ribs and coffee and soothing syrup, and Grandpa Joad did die. They buried Grandpa Joad by the side of the road, Grandma on the California side. They buried Grandma on the California side. They stood on a mountain and they looked to the west, and it looked like the promised land. That bright green valley with a river running through, there was work for every single hand. They thought there was work for every single hand.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Yeah.
You know, that should have been my last song. Amazing. I love that version of Born in the USA. It just completely blows my mind. That demo version, I guess it was around the time he was recording Nebraska, and it's a completely different song. Completely different. Not as, obviously, demo version, so it's not, like, overproduced. Not this huge, bombastic thing. Incredible. Before that, Tom Petty's with Billy the Kid, Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. I probably wouldn't have played that if I had remembered it started off with all those trumpets. Woody Guthrie, Tom Joad Part 1. So, of course, Bruce Springsteen had a record called Ghost of Tom Joad. Obviously, we can draw a direct line from that record to the Woody Guthrie work. Springsteen, the live version of No Surrender from the 75-85 compilation. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So that was kind of an extended break. I think I don't remember the last time I broke in. Maybe it was Happy Mondays with Step On. The Stone Roses, This Is the One. Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger. So we had a little Manchester scene there. Candy's Room from Darkness and the Edge of Town started that set off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So this is our show devoted to Greetings from Barry Park, which is a memoir written by Sarfraz Mansour about his life growing up in Britain as a child of an immigrant family. And I think it's appropriate on Father's Day. He had a complicated relationship with his father, as did Bruce Springsteen with his. And so we've definitely touched on that tonight here on this Father's Day. So we're continuing on with all kinds of good stuff, including this next track from Neil Young. We're going to hear from him again. This is Ohio from his greatest hits, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Neil Young, Ohio. And we're about done here at 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. This has been a great show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the good thoughts, positive vibes, positive vibrations, and all that other good stuff. I'm going to wrap things up with a track from Born to Run, one of the five very strong albums in this great run that he had, Bruce Springsteen did from the late 70s to the mid-80s, I guess. And this has really been not just about Bruce, but of course about the music that he made and how it connects with people, these universal truths that he covers in his songs, and how it scored or how it connected with Safraz Manzoor, who wrote Greetings from Berry Park, and with not just him, but with me and with many others as well. And so that's sort of the roundabout theme we're working with here. And we're wrapping up with She's the One from Born to Run. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I'll see you here next week.
With a kilo of graces and a secret places that no more can fill. With a rounds on her head, oh, and that smile. No.